FM.
Just the hits.
On Cape Talk.
Join the music. Lunch with Pippa Hudson.
On Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
So we've been talking throughout the show about rediscovering the love of exercise or finding a sport that you finally enjoy later on in life. We all know exercise is important for our health and wellness, for our mental well-being as well as our physical fitness. We all know that we need to keep ourselves fit and moving and that this is essential at any stage in life. But it does become challenging later in life between the pressures of everyday work and kids and chores and time to exercise being difficult to find. Many people allow their regular exercise routine to slip away, and the results can be detrimental later in life. And our next guest is somebody who discovered this through her own practice as a biokineticist and looked at the patients she was treating and went, gosh, I wish I could be doing something to intervene sooner and prevent them ever getting to this point where they need my intervention. And she came up with the idea of an exercise and wellness program, which is aimed specifically at those over the age of 60. It is called Silver Fit. Her name is Hannah Rath. She is a biokineticist and the founder of the Silver Fit program. Hannah, welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you, Pippa. Thanks so much for having me on your show to talk about such an important topic.
It is so important, Hannah, and it's so important to talk about it and remind everybody that it's never too late to get started. A lot of people feel like once you're 40 or 50, you've missed the opportunity to be active and fit and to pursue a sport in life. Hannah, we've heard from a gratifying number of listeners today who've proven that not to be the case, who are telling me they started playing soccer. Here's somebody who says, I started playing league soccer at age 50, having never played before. I'd spent years watching my kids play and thinking it looked like fun, and 2 years later I am still loving it. I hadn't played a team sport since varsity. We heard from an 80-year-old who is still running 8 kilometers a day, who's done ultra marathons. Some wonderful stories that I'm sure would make your heart sing. But you saw the other end of the scale in your practice. I mean, tell us a little bit about the observations that led you to want to set up Silver Fit in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's inspiring stories, and it's fantastic to hear how people are trying new things as they get older. What I witnessed and what I saw firsthand for many, many years as a practicing biokineticist is just the concept of frailty. You know, Pippa, when someone is frail, they are relatively disabled, you know, and their functional independence is rather low. And the trouble is that although you can make a lot of difference in someone's life with rehabilitative exercise, if that person would have started earlier on, you know, like you mentioned earlier, in the 50s or 60s, they would have laid down a much broader foundation to have those capabilities going forward. And that's the trouble. We're seeing a big drop-off in people from the age of 50 upwards in terms of how much they exercise. They're simply not getting enough exercise in to prevent such frailty and disability. And that's exactly where the Silver Fit concept came aboard. It's a exercise solution company for older adults to try and get people motivated, get people moving. And I absolutely love the story that you've mentioned. I've also got a whole host of Silver Fit members that have also brought tears to our eyes in their 70s and 80s, been able to get down on the mat, be able to do a full class on the mat and get up on their own. I'm thinking of a lot of fond memories of members that I can think of. So absolutely, it's absolutely never too late to start exercising. And probably most important, if you're an older adult, to be moving.
Does it matter what kind of exercise and kind of movement it is, Hannah? I mean, I'm going to ask you to tell us what's involved on that mat you've just mentioned. But before we do that, broadly speaking, is any exercise better than no exercise?
Yeah, I mean, yes, that is probably safe to say yes. But, you know, I'm a bit of an exercise scientist, so I like to make sure people understand the full potential of exercise. You know, you need to know that there's a prescription involved in exercise. The program that you're achieving has a broad range of aspects. So it needs to have a component of cardiovascular exercise, getting your heart beating, getting your vascular system improved. There needs to be a strength component. And that's often where older people get a bit nervous and a bit worried. But yes, an older adult does need to do resistance strength training. I'm not asking for heavy, massive weights to be lifted up, but certainly you need to put the muscle through that kind of training.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the mobility and flexibility to be able to have that movement in your joints. And very, very importantly, the fourth pillar is your ability, sorry, your balance and mobility training. Now, balance is so, so important as you get older because, of course, falling rates increase in that age group.
Yeah.
So it is important to make sure you're getting a good type of exercise in, not just any old exercise, But certainly if you're not doing anything, something is better than nothing.
Okay, so I'm just going to recap those four. So one, cardiovascular. Two, strength and resistance training. Three, mobility and flexibility of the joints. And four, that crucial balance and mobility. We heard earlier from a trail runner who spoke to the issue of the proprioceptor work and how much he finds that trail running rather than running on a flat road is better for his body because of that element, Hannah. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, yes. What does a Silverfit class entail? Obviously, it's going to be a combination of those four kinds of exercises. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we started off as a community-based exercise program, group exercise classes. And then, of course, when the pandemic hit, we realized, oh, my goodness, we're going to have to re-strategize. So we've actually gone online. We have live online classes as well as some in-person classes. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about the live online classes is you can then pick between a variety of types of classes. We make sure in our cardio, our strength, our dance class, our posture and balance class, that these factors are taken care of within the class. But then we'll have certain classes that will concentrate more on cardio, for example, for those that want to lose a bit of weight. And I mentioned also the mat work classes that we do, which are actually so important because many people, as they get older, can't get down and up off the floor, which is another issue with when someone has a fall, is they can't then get up off the floor. So yeah, our Silverfit classes make sure we cover the science behind exercise, but still making it very much fun and social. And yeah, it's been a very, very special community in this difficult season we've all experienced.
Yeah, everyone's had to find different ways of doing the things they love, and exercise is one of them. Just want to mention that there are classes here in the Western Cape at different locations, so you'll need to visit the Silverfit website, silverfit.co.za, to look for that level of detail. So it's a combination on the website, the in-person classes, the live online classes, and then, Hannah, there's also a bank of pre-recorded stuff, which I always think is such a good idea, because if you can't make the time of the class, or you particularly want to, as you say, focus on a week of cardio, you can go to that bank of the pre-recorded classes that meet the particular need you want to fill and use those. What sort of charges involved here, Hannah? How do you price all of this?
So we've priced our program at a 350 Rand a month subscription. So we've tried to keep it as low as possible because it's much more important to maintain your exercise than just do it for 2 or 3 months. So we've costed it very competitively. And as you mentioned, we tried to give people a broad range of options because everyone is different. Some people can do online. Some people want to do a combination of online and in person. And the pre-recorded is lovely because you can do it at your own leisure. So we've just broken down the barriers and tried to give people as many options as possible so that there's not enough excuses, or that the excuses reduce, if you know what I'm saying.
I know all too well.
Exercise is so, so important. And I've heard it all. You know, I've heard all the excuses, and I'm just crazy about getting people moving. So we've tried to provide solutions for all of these excuses we've heard over the years.
I love it. I had a final question for somebody whose excuse is, I'm not paying 350 Rand. What happens if I don't like the first class and I've wasted all that money? Is there any option to just try it out once as a once-off?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We offer a 7-day free trial. I mean, we want people to use our product, see what it's like, and see if it's going to work for them. And so, yes, we offer a 7-day free trial. It's non-obligatory. And you can get those details on our website as well. You can register yourself and straight away, you know, start exercising today. There are daily live online classes if you're not close to one of our sites. Or like you mentioned, you can do a pre-recorded class tonight and start feeling the effects of exercise.
Hannah, it's been inspiring. Thank you so much for joining us. Hannah Rath, biokineticist and the founder of the Silverfit Exercise and Wellness Program. I see the website actually says designed for the 50s and over, so there's a little bit of nudge for more of us to get cracking. Silverfit.co.za is the website, and if you want to try out the 7-day free trial she mentioned, there is a big purple button in the top right-hand corner of the screen that you can press to get all the info you're looking for. It's a very easy to follow, easy to use website, perfectly self-explanatory. And Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today and hopefully nudging a few more Cape Talkers off their chairs. Take the radio into the hall with you and keep listening while you exercise is my suggestion.